A Jackson County man who was allegedly connected to the homicide of a Windsor man earlier this year in Pettis County was arrested in Kansas City on Thursday. According to a release from the Pettis County Sheriff's Office, authorities arrested 30-year-old Ronald M. Cage of Kansas City on an active Pettis County warrant stemming from the August homicide of Leon Hinckley. On August 17th, Pettis County Sheriff's deputies located Hinckley with multiple gunshot wounds at Sunset Village Trailer Park, just west of the Sedalia city limits. Hinckley was transported by Pettis County ambulance to Bothwell Hospital in Sedalia for treatment, where he later died. Online court documents say Cage has been charged with two Class A felonies for second-degree murder and first-degree robbery, two counts of an unclassified felony for armed criminal action, and two Class D felonies for stealing of a firearm and unlawful possession of a firearm. Bond was set at $250,000 cash only. A future date for Cage at the Pettis County Circuit Court in Sedalia is pending. A Sedalia man has been charged with multiple felonies after the execution of a drug-related search warrant and findings of law enforcement personnel on Thursday. A probable cause statement says once inside the building in the 700 block of West Main Street, authorities located 31-year-old Brandon Meadows. The search allegedly uncovered methamphetamine baggies, a pipe with methamphetamine residue, digital scales, a shotgun with runround in the weapon, and more ammunition in a box. The location also is approximately 800 feet from a school. According to online court documents, Meadows has been charged with Class C felony for delivery of a controlled substance, except 35 grams or less of marijuana or synthetic cannabis, and a Class E felonies for unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia and unlawful use of a weapon. Bond was set at $35,000 cash or surety. Court documents also say Meadows was formally arraigned on Friday, October 27th. His cause has been continued for a hearing at 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, November 28th at the Pettis County Circuit Court in Sedalia. After a traffic stop for speeding on I-70 has resulted in a St. Louis resident being charged with a felony for allegedly driving a stolen vehicle earlier this year in Saline County. Probable cause statement says 43-year-old Mia Townsend was the driver of a vehicle, which reportedly was confirmed as being stolen by the St. Louis Police Department. The vehicle was stopped, reportedly traveling 86 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone on northbound U.S. Highway 65 north of County Road 145 on September 10th. According to online court documents, Townsend has been charged with a Class D felony for tampering with a motor vehicle in the first degree and a couple of misdemeanors. Bond was set at $7,500 cash or surety. Townsend's initial hearing date is pending at the Saline County Circuit Court in Marshall. The Sweet Springs Board of Aldermen approved a couple of new hires for the police department during a special closed session meeting on Wednesday night. According to the news release, the board decided unanimously to hire Trent Summers and David Cobb as full-time officers, as well as Jacob Summers as a reserve officer. And is usually the case, temperatures cooled in October at the KMMO studio. According to data supplied by the National Weather Service, the average high temperature was only 70 degrees. The mercury climbed as high as the 80s on 8 days, with a high of 87 degrees being recorded on October 3rd, 14th, and 15th. KMMO News Time is 7:34. A celebration of life service for 83-year-old Velius Stalte of Brookfield, who died Wednesday, will be at 2 o'clock today at First Baptist Church in Marceline. No visitation will be held. Rhodes Funeral Home in Brookfield is in charge of arrangements. A celebration of life service for 24-year-old Trevor Ross Leary of Sedalia, who died Tuesday, will be at 3 o'clock today at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where the family will receive friends beginning at 1:30. Burial will follow at Smithton City Cemetery. Clark Albert Heaper, age 66, of Sedalia, died October 29th. A fellowship meal following by viewing will begin at noon tomorrow at Free Will Baptist Church in Sedalia, with graveside services at 2 p.m. at Highland Sacred Garden Cemetery in Sedalia. Fox Funeral Home in Cole Camp is in charge of arrangements. Visitation for 88-year-old Charlene Gardner of Marceline, who died Friday, will be held from 4 to 8 p.m. tomorrow at Delaney Funeral Home in Marceline. Burial will be held at a later date at Mount Olivet Cemetery in Marceline. Massive Christian burial for 90-year-old John Joseph Imhoff Sr. of Blackwater, who died Thursday, will be at 10 a.m. on Tuesday at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church, where a rosary will be recited at 5:30 p.m., with a visitation will be held following from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Burial with full military honors will follow Tuesday's service at the church cemetery. Howard Funeral Home in Boonville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for infant Lainey McGee of Concordia, who died October 27th, will be at 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday at Bethel United Church of Christ in Concordia. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Visitation will be held from 6 to 7:30 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia. Funeral services for 60-year-old Daryl Wayne Rapp of Rocheport, who died Thursday, will be at 2 p.m. on Tuesday at Howard Funeral Home in Boonville, where visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Tuesday service at Pilot Grove City Cemetery. Funeral services for 64-year-old Patricia Ann Diedrich of Hughesville, who died Thursday, will be held at 2 p.m. on Tuesday at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where visitation will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Burial will follow Tuesday services at Memorial Park Cemetery in Sedalia. There will be a dinner immediately following the graveside service at Hughesville Community Building. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yont.